Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Carey, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
It is Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 4 minutes after 4 o'clock on your Thursday afternoon, getting closer to the weekend. And what a beautiful, beautiful day it's been. This is upper 70s, lots of sunshine. We don't have the winds whipping up. Just feels very, very nice out there. Good deck sitting weather, hanging out, enjoying the sunshine. Do it now, because that wind is returning tomorrow. We're going to have those gusts up around 50 mile an hour for the next couple of days throughout the weekend, our Friday and Saturday, looking to be pretty darn blowy, as we'll be 63 tomorrow. Wind's really picking up in the afternoon tomorrow into Saturday, where our highs will only be around 66. Looking forward into next week's forecast, at this point, there are a couple days that look like there are chances of rain showers. We are well overdue, that goes without saying, but we've got to start getting into that thunderstorm season where we can start to get some of that going. And boy, when the thunderstorms happen, I mean, we're closing in on what, at the end of May, the anniversary of the Windsor tornado. And I know any time around this time of the year, as we get into May, when those skies darken and all that comes, man, we have a lot of memories of some bad storms that truck on through. But we're about to roll into that season. And the one thing it will bring that we need is that moisture so desperately. High fire danger about everywhere. So do be careful if you're out and enjoying all of the outdoor beauty that Colorado has to offer. Now, coming up tomorrow on the show, Friday is going to be a lot of fun, and it always is. But tomorrow, Susan Moore will join me as always. We had a little bonus yesterday as Susan was on for, Micah had dubbed it on the website, Habajiba Wednesday. We had that a little bit yesterday.
I was confused.
I know. But we'll do the real Habajiba fun tomorrow when Susan will join me in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll do our movie reviews brought to you by Mom's Popcorn at 916 9th Avenue in downtown Greeley. Nothing goes better with a movie than a great big bag of one of those incredible flavors that Rebecca and the gang and Mom's Popcorn brew up for us. All right, so be sure to pop in there. And tomorrow we're going to be reviewing The Batman. Susan has seen it. I'm going to go and check it out this evening, and it might take me a couple days into tomorrow before I come in for the show tomorrow afternoon, but I'm going to check out The Batman, and for the first time, we're going to watch the same movie and review it. I'll try to get in something else to talk about as well, but that's always a lot of fun visiting with her, and Miles Blumhardt of the Coloradoan usually joins us to kick off the 3 o'clock hour in Friday's show. But tomorrow is going to be a kind of sad day here at KFKA tomorrow morning, and would love for you to tune in as Mornings with Gail, the final show coming up tomorrow morning. And Gail, I was going to try to get her on the show today. I've been texting with her, and she's got 1,000 irons in the fire as she's, you know, getting ready for everything and preparing for tomorrow and all that too. But be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. She has put in many years here at KFKA and throughout the Northern Colorado and Colorado market. Oh, is this a little background music?
I played some sad music for the Nuggets this morning.
Oh. Very
so
good.
I'm playing some sad music for me.
There. Because, she's a wonderful gal, and anybody who has gotten to know her knows that. She cares so much about what she does for a living, the community that she does it in, and she's been an absolute blessing around here. And, again, I've only gotten to work with her for less than a year now since I jumped on board. July would be 1 year that I've worked here at KFK, but she made me feel welcome from the first time and was a true pro, and that's something you don't forget and something you notice when you've been in the business for a long time, as I have. You can pick out true professionalism, and that has been Gail. So she will be missed, and I know what it's like to go on the air and do that last show and say goodbye. And as much as you think you're ready for it, it can be very emotional. So if you've been a fan of Gail, if you've been listening through all the years, please tune in tomorrow and give a phone call in, drop a message, hit the text line, do something, and send some well wishes and some good vibes her way as well. Again, she will be signing off tomorrow morning on Mornings with Gail, so be sure to tune in for that. Always a good show. Now, Tanner will be off tomorrow, so even more reason to check out NoCo now. He's going to be out for a couple days, but if you want to see him tonight out at Crazy Carl's, Brady Hall is going to be broadcasting live from 6 until 10 covering the NFL draft. And I know he was dragging Tanner out there with him as well, but that's going to be a good time to stop out and see all of them and make your plans to do that this evening at Crazy Carl's. Not only that, they have some dang good pizza too. I'm telling you, that stuff is absolutely delicious. Now, as we talk about the NFL draft coming up next, let's dive into some draft picks that haven't turned out so well for the Denver Broncos through the years, all right? We're going to dive into some of the biggest draft day busts in Bronco history when we dive into the next segment here on the Good Afternoon Guy show. Hey, hold on. I'm not done yet. I was just about to say, Mike, if you want to dive into something, you need to head on over and see my friend Heather and the rest of the gang at Syntax Precision Spirits. Heather came in and sat in on the show the other day, and I absolutely love her. She is so much fun. Have a great time. She's one of those, as soon as she comes into the room, you're going to start smiling. And she just encourages my bad behavior, which I really like about her. But they really know what they're doing. She has so much fun with her job. Syntax, one of the handful of distilleries in Colorado when they opened up in 2010, and they've been doing it ever since. Now, when you buy a bottle of Syntax Precision Spirits, you're going to know that it's truly handcrafted, unique, and made right here in Colorado. Stop in. Try some stuff. Try a flight. Check out all the different spirits that they have, that they create right there. Love it. They're at 706 Street in downtown Greeley. Stop in today and see Syntax Precision Spirits. Draft bust from the Broncos next on the Good Afternoon Guy on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I can't wait till we release our dance video, Micah. It's going to be something special. It really is. The groove we put down to the Air Solutions jingle and then that bumper music, man, I'm telling you, Jane Fonda had nothing on us with her workout.
I guess I don't get the reference.
Did you ever hear of Jane? Oh, no. You're young.
Never mind. Who Jane Fonda is.
All right, she used to be known for her workout tapes. She had workout tapes. Jane Fonda ones. Yeah.
She also was in some movies.
Yeah, she did that too. I probably could have picked somebody better, like, you know, that Bones guy or whatever. The Banks. Who's the one who did Tybo? Bobby Banks. There's another fitness guy. All right, no, I'm looking at you and I'm realizing fitness guy isn't the way I want to go.
Wait a minute. Are you calling me fat?
No.
Stop telling everybody that I am what
that.
I am.
No, neither of us are like the most fit human on the planet.
What? Don't ruin the
allure. The
my
illusion.
My voice sounds like the voice of a man.
Yeah, oh, it does. Yeah,
yeah. I've got the man voice.
Truly
everybody
do.
Assumes they think man voice. It goes with man body.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've got one of those.
Most of us feel inferior when we hear you speak.
No, oh, absolutely.
No, I totally. Totally.
Oh, yeah. I've got that voice.
You do.
And that look.
Now, the look you have is immense Bronco fan. I've never met a bigger Bronco fan than Micah Kilpatrick.
Are you calling me fat still?
No, I'm not. No.
Not only am I being called fat.
No.
But you're taking it. You're calling me a Broncos fan, so that's okay.
Yeah, that I am. I'm one of the most enthusiastic Bronco fans. How about that?
Yes.
All right. I believe his entire wardrobe consists of Bronco gear.
And a Washington Husky shirt.
You have one Husky shirt.
And a Mountain Dew shirt.
Well, so you will be able to. You've been a Bronco fan all your life?
Since I was 8.
Okay, so essentially, yes. So you will remember a lot of these. These are, according to Bleacher Report, the 9 biggest busts in Denver Bronco draft history. All right, this is no particular order, but these are considered the 9 biggest busts in NFL draft history. Do you have one that sticks out in your mind before I even go into this list as a huge bust in the NFL draft from the Broncos?
All right, now, this may be controversial, so I just want to let everybody know when I say this, we are located in Fort Collins.
Yes.
So go down to Crazy Carl's Pizza with your pitchforks and everything and attack Brady, not me.
Okay.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tim Tebow.
Okay. No, I can understand why people say that. You know, and put it on there. But I'll go back to, we made the playoffs.
Yes, that defense made the playoffs.
We won a playoff game.
Tim Tebow helped.
And yes, he did. And I was a fan. I liked him, but I totally get the football aspect that, you know, as far as a quarterback went, he really couldn't do certain things. But
like throw.
That
or read a defense.
Look, you're getting picky. All right, let's not get...
He certainly could run and, like, run over some people until, you know, like, till they figured him out the last 3 games of the regular season.
Well, let's see if he makes the list, all right, of the top 9. According to Bleacher Report, one, again, these are no particular order, Maurice Claret. Now, do you remember him from Ohio State? He was so highly touted. Then he got in lots of trouble, had to sit out a couple of seasons, and then he sued the NFL, had to hold out then, and then the Broncos end up picking him. Signed a deal in July 28th of 2005, had a terrible training camp full of injuries and nothing else, and was released on August 28th, just a month later, he was gone. Since being released by the Broncos, spent 4 years in prison, and played for the Omaha Nighthawks of the UFL.
I remember that, and yes, I do agree. I do absolutely agree. And what people don't realize is that he was like, he had like completely quit, you know, his partying lifestyle as soon as he was drafted.
True.
And you can't do that. You have to, like, when you're partying that much, you have to taper off. I don't know this from experience, Brian.
He's not a doctor. He's just an uneducated fan, y'all.
Right. Well, no, this is. No. There have been people who have been partying so much that, you know, if they cut themselves off immediately, you know, that's how they die.
That's if they're a partyaholic.
Yeah, if they party way too much.
They're addicted to partyhol. All right, now, how about left tackle George Foster? Was great at Georgia, left tackle, and ended up being the 20th pick in the 2003 draft from the Broncos. I don't remember him.
I don't remember him either.
No, I do not. Quarterback Tommy Maddox was listed. Would you consider him one of the biggest busts?
Boy, he was pretty good for Pittsburgh.
I say the same thing. As far as a Bronco pick, it might not have worked out that well, but Maddox ended up having a decent career.
Well, he was like a good neighbor. He was there for you.
He really was.
In between the Broncos and the Steelers.
Yes.
He sold insurance.
Actually, he was traded to St. Louis in between there as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
He
was a bust.
Another one on the 9 biggest busts in Denver Bronco draft history, defensive end Dan Williams of Toledo. Now, this was in the 1993 draft. I do not remember that. This one I do remember. Tennessee wide receiver Marcus Nash. Do you remember when the Broncos picked Marcus Nash?
I do remember that. I created that character on one of my video games.
Oh, did you?
When you could create him, and I was so excited about him, and then he did nothing.
Yeah, absolutely nothing, yeah. Here's another one, defensive back Willie Middlebrooks. He was taken in the 2001 draft.
Minnesota.
Was he from Minnesota?
Yeah, I think he went to Minnesota. And I think his number was 23.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You look to be correct on this one. Write that one down. All right. Here's one. This is number 7 of 9. Defensive end Jarvis Moss out of the University of Florida. This one, I do remember him. They gave up way too much, and he did next to nothing as well. Do you remember Jarvis Moss?
I do.
How about nose tackle Ted Kennedy? Ted Kennedy was the 26th pick in the 1988 draft. He had knee problems, which started from his first snap with the Broncos, ended up being traded to the Saints during preseason, only played three games for the Saints before his knee gave out, ironically, after sacking John Elway. Isn't that kind of weird?
That is weird.
And finally, the ninth one of the biggest busts of the Denver Broncos was outside linebacker Mike Kroll from Nebraska. Do you remember him?
No, I don't.
He was the highest drafted Denver Bronco, number four, until the Broncos took Von Miller in 2011. And they had very similar rookie seasons. In his rookie year, Kroll had 10 sacks, was named Defensive Rookie of the Year, but unfortunately his rookie season was his most productive. In the next three seasons for the Broncos, he recorded only 14 sacks, played 4 years with the Broncos, then was released and bounced around the NFL. So there they are, the nine biggest busts, according to Bleacher Report, in Denver Bronco draft history. Will there be a bust this year?
Well, my brain is a bust.
It certainly won't.
You know what really bugs me before we go to break? I remember what college Willie Middlebrooks went to. I remember what his number was for the Broncos. But I'm terrible with, like, coworkers' names. I forgot Tanner's name today. And I was like, oh, hey, you?
No, I'm with you. I have more useless knowledge in my head. Like, we were standing back in the green room, and we were talking about old TV shows, and somebody mentioned Welcome Back, Cotter. And I'm like, I remember the real names of everybody in the cast. And it's like, why do I know that, but I can't point to Delaware?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, when we come back, I'm going to read to you some what I found rather funny Mother's Day cards, or cards you really don't want to give mom for Mother's Day. We'll do that next on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The door. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. 425 now with a Good Afternoon Guy. I'm Brian Gary with my producer, Micah Kilpatrick, filling in for Ryan Kelly, broadcasting live from the Allo Communications Studios. The Good Afternoon Show brought to you by, or the Good Afternoon Guy Show, brought to you by Air Solutions in Greeley. Now, Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday. May 8th is the big day to salute mom, and the least you can do is get her a card, right? Just do something nice for her. Let her know that you truly appreciate and just acknowledge that that means so much, as I get the hiccups. But I was reading through some fun Mother's Day cards, because you like to give a card that's a little memorable, right? And here's some on a website. I don't even know. Oh, sadanduseless.com had a list of some funny Mother's Day cards, like, Mom, I'm not perfect, but at least I'm not sending this from prison. Happy Mother's Day. Let's see. I chose my Mother's Day cards like I choose my nursing homes, low cost and in a hurry. Of all my parents, you are definitely in my top two. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's one I would give.
You would give that one? How about... good moms let you lick the beaters. Great moms turn them off first.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
That's what parents are supposed to do?
Apparently, yeah. Your parents didn't do that, did they?
No.
I didn't think so.
That's why I have this wonderful manly voice.
Right. Let's see. Here's another Mother's Day card. Like mother, like daughter. Oh, crap. That's good. Let's see. Mom, I will always be your little girl, crossed off, financial burden with a heart on it. I like that one, too. There's a drawing of a cartoon lady with her boobs basically touching the floor that says, Mom, thank you for all the sacrifices you've made for me. I like that one. Let's see. Sorry you had to raise my sister. At least you had me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I love you more than my brother does.
I like to do a card like that, only I like to say, you like me more than you like my brother.
No, those are, yeah, it's fun to do that.
Tell my dad how he feels about me. Tell my parents.
You need to remind them sometimes that you're the favorite. I do the same thing.
I'm a terrible liar, though, so they don't believe me.
Some more Mother's Day cards. Thanks for not leaving me in a basket somewhere. Oh, this is nice. Sorry that I obliterated your lady bits with my giant baby head. Happy Mother's Day. All right, I think any of those would work very, very well. I found a couple that I think would be fun. And mom out, and I'll get you what I do every year, and that's a phone call. All right, coming up for you, what day is it is going to be coming your way. Also, we'll dive into sports a bit, talk about the NHL, the Avs in action tonight, NBA playoffs continuing as a few series. In fact, there's three series that could wrap up tonight, just like the Nuggets were wrapped up last night. We'll talk a bit about that as well. And, what day is it coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hi there. It's 4:34, 26 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock, about 78 degrees out there. Beautiful, beautiful day. Get out and enjoy the sunshine before the wind starts whipping through tomorrow and reminds us how crappy this month has been weather-wise as far as the wind and fire danger. We've had a nice little break here for a couple days. There was almost humidity in the air this morning. It was either this morning or the day before where I went outside and there was actually a little moisture on my vehicle. I haven't seen
that. Wasn't me. I swear that
wasn't
me.
You swear it wasn't you? All right. I know I do have a lot of doves around the area, so it could have been that, but I know how to take care of that too. I want you to hit up the text line at 888-530-0043. Our poll question today, our Happy Life Gardens of Evans poll question, is how do you like your steak? I'm going to go home and cook you a steak this evening. So how do you want it prepared? Rare is leading so far, which really doesn't overly surprise me with our audience.
Is it rare? Because of out of reputation, I feel like people get rare because that's the cool thing. Because
it's like, yeah, just give me, I want meat and I want it rare.
I want it rare.
Rare, that's it.
I'm a man.
But talk to somebody who loves it like that, and that's where the flavor comes bursting out. The more you cook it, the less flavor seems to be, at least that beefy taste anyway. So I just can't, the texture thing throws me off. I can't do it. I need it cooked up a bit. Let's see. Okay, that's nice, Brian. Thanks for telling us about the steak and that you're going to cook us one later on. But what I want to know is, what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Guess what day it is?
It is the 28th of April today, and today is National Superhero Day. Seems kind of fitting if I'm going to watch the Batman later on. It is National Superhero Day. Now, this is the day when we think about all the everyday superheroes, those that come to our aid when we need them. Now, as kids and even as adults, we love the superheroes like Batman and Superman and Captain America and all those. Those are superheroes. Absolutely. Those are fictional. There are real superheroes out there every day. Ones that our children can look up to, like military personnel, police officers, firefighters, teachers, people like this. These are our everyday heroes, ordinary people who make themselves extraordinary. That's what a hero is, and we have a community full of them, and salute them on a daily basis when you get the chance. Thank the teachers, thank the military, thank the first responders, thank the police officers, the volunteers, those heroes in our community. They're all over, and today is National Superhero Day. Today is also National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Oh, that was always a bummer when I'd be scheduled for a surgery and I'd go in and it was Take Your Kid to Work Day and the surgeon would have his daughter do the surgery for him because he wanted him to learn. Always scary on that day, but no. This goes on in the United States and Canada, and for one day it encourages people to take their kids to work with them. It inspires the kids to see the different role that, you know, mom or dad take in everyday life and see what else you do and can inspire them into maybe what they want to do later on in life. It's a great opportunity. It's fun, and it's a good thing to do. It might be a little late unless you got the night shift, but today, National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
I'm glad they don't do that on a Friday, because a lot of people get fired on Fridays.
That would be bad to have your kids with for that, wouldn't it?
Hey, can you send Jane outside the office?
Yeah.
We need to have a conversation,
just
Timothy.
Just wait out there with the C and say, we need to talk to Daddy a minute. He'll be right out and very sad. It's National Blueberry Pie Day. You know, just last night, my grandson was cooking up a blueberry Pop-Tart. And it smelled absolutely incredible. Few things smell better than blueberry being baked. Blueberry pie, absolutely one of my favorites. And today, a great day to go and carve out yourself a slice of blueberry pie. Today is National Bravehearts Day. It's to honor the bravery of families dealing with pediatric cancer. I can't imagine what it's like. I can't imagine the strength it takes to navigate through that. I mean, it's hard and scary to start with, but when you're a family going through it with children, I can't imagine. You need a good support system, and this is a great day to make yourself heard as that support system, as it's National Bravehearts Day. It's also National Workers' Memorial Day. This encourages national and international remembrance and action for workers killed, disabled, injured, or made unwell by their work. Let's see. Today is also National Great Poetry Reading Day. Celebrates distinguished poetry and notable poets who wrote them. Believe it or not, one of the courses that the classes that I excelled at in high school was poetry. I loved poetry class, and I used to write a lot of poetry, which really, as much as I like to pretend to write songs and do things like that, it all kind of flows together. Today is National Teach Children to Save Day. What a boring day for kids. They got to go to work with you, and then you got to teach them about saving your money. But
that's because they're getting fired. Yes, because you're getting fired tomorrow.
That's exactly right. But this is the one lesson I really wish I would have taken to heart from my parents growing up. My dad was in the banking and investment industry and was very, very good with finances and just preached to me at a very young age how important it was to have a good credit rating, how important it was to save, to plan for your future. And of course, I blew all of that off. And this is a great day to teach the kids to save, encourage them to have that piggy bank, and know what the goal of saving money and what you can do with it is. Good day for that. And sorry, Dad, I should have paid more attention. Celebrity birthdays today. One of my first crushes as a young man was Anne Margaret. When I first saw Viva Las Vegas, it was like, oh, that's a woman. Someday I'm going to marry that woman. Well, that woman turns 81 years old today. Happy birthday to the absolutely wonderful Anne Margaret. Jay Leno turned 72 today. So known for The Tonight Show and everything, but he actually is hosting a reboot of the show You Bet Your Life, which I've checked out and seen on TV as well. Let's see, actress Mary McDonnell is 70 years old today, and I believe she used to be in the Battlestar Galactica series as well. Let's see, who else? Penelope Cruz is 48 years old today. Actress Jessica Alba turns 35. Let's see, who else do we have? Singer Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. The youth is getting older. She is 69 years old today. Rapper Too Short turns 56 years old. Bridget Moynihan from Blue Bloods is 51 years old today. Let's see. Elizabeth Rahm from Law & Order turns 49. Jorge Garcia from Hawaii Five-0, and I remember more from Lost, is 49 years old today. TV personalities Drew and Jonathan Scott from The Property Brothers, they turn 44 years old today. And let's see. Jenna Bushkowitz of Glee turns 36 today, and golfer, partier, and fun guy John Daly is 56 years old today. If it's your birthday, a big happy birthday to you as well. And if you're looking to go and party, why not go and get yourself some great food and drink at the Branding Iron Bar and Grill in Pierce? Now, every time I talk about this, my mouth starts to water, and I realize it's been a while since I've been there, and I need to get in there and have some great food, some great company. Now, they do things. They'll have live music on the weekends sometimes. They've got lots of things going on. You need to stop in. If you haven't been in a while, check out all the changes and all the fun things they're bringing in. They have some of the best desserts you're going to find anywhere, but the main courses are to die for as well. Great people, great food, great atmosphere. The Branding Iron Bar and Grill in Pierce at 206 Main. Stop in and see them today. More with the Good Afternoon Guy next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guys Show. Little Brothers Osborne to bring us in. John Osborne, guitarist for Brothers Osborne, just celebrated his birthday yesterday. So a happy belated birthday to John. Let's see. We're going to do movie reviews tomorrow. I don't know where that came from. I just lost my ability to speak. But there are so many big movies coming out this summer. We know summer is the time for the blockbuster movies, and the USA Today put out a list of the 10 big movies that we need to watch for this summer. Top Gun Maverick comes out on the 27th of May. This is one we've been waiting for. Well, a lot of people have been waiting since 1986 for it after the original dropped, but this has been talked about and ready and I think done for a good 2 years now, and is finally going to see the big screen on the 27th. Also, June 10th, Jurassic World Dominion. I've loved the Jurassic films. From the very first ones through, I found most of them to be really good. There was one or two that were just okay, but for the most part, they've been really good. And in this new one, it's like all the old people are coming back. The Jeff Goldblums and everybody make appearances. Sam Neill, all these start coming back. So that could be pretty cool. June 17th, there's a film called Cha-Cha Real Smooth that was a huge, huge talk at the Sundance Film Festival, which is where the film Coda that ended up winning the Oscar this year for Best Picture. Last year, that was the one that got the buzz. This year, the movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth is the one that's supposed to be that type of film that gets that Oscar buzz going. Many families are going to be flocking to the theater on June 17th when Lightyear comes out. The story of Buzz Lightyear and how he came about and all that sounds like it should be fun. Chris Evans, the voice of Buzz Lightyear in this one. The movie I can't wait for is Elvis, coming out on June 24th. Baz Luhrmann is going to put his freaky kind of style into a film about Elvis, going to be hitting theaters on June 24th. Tom Hanks placed Colonel Tom Parker. This looks like kind of a fun family film, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. Apparently, this is a kid's book about this little tiny shell that wears shoes. You can see his creepy-looking eye. It's an animated short film and children's book, but now it's going to hit the big screen on June 24th. Thor, Love and Thunder. Now, didn't Thor die? Or did he live?
He did not.
He did not die?
No, he did not.
All right. I didn't.
His brother died.
Oh, Loki?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay.
But then his brother got a series.
Yeah. How did that work out? You die and then you get a series?
Well, there's a thing about alternate timelines.
Oh, okay. Well, Love and Thunder, are you looking forward to that one?
Yes, very much so.
All right, I've enjoyed the Thor movies. I thought they've been good. I do like him. Let's see, The Gray Man is coming out on July 15th with Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling, and apparently this is a play off of the Avengers kind of thing. Are you aware of this one?
I am not.
All right. It's apparently based on the 2009 Mark Greene novel, The Avengers. Filmmakers' international action thriller stars Gosling as a CIA operative with a bounty on his head after accidentally uncovering dark agency secrets. Evans plays his psychopathic ex-colleague leading the global manhunt. This one's going to hit Netflix in July. Nope, the new thriller from Jordan Peele will come out on July 22nd. Get Out and Us were both fantastic. This could be another very good one. The movie Bullet Train looks fun for July. That's Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock, and others. It's a ensemble action comedy, and just seeing Brad Pitt in the pictures of it look like this could be a very entertaining movie. I like it when he plays those kind of goofy, offbeat roles. He's very good at that, and this looks like that could be a fun movie as well. So we've got a lot of good things to look forward to on the big screen coming out this summer, and I'm going to get out to the theater and see one of these on the big screen. It's been a long time since I've hit the theater and done that, and I need to go and see that. There's a couple films that I need to see on that kind of screen. There's just many of them that just the home system does not do justice. All right, coming up, we'll wrap up this one of the Good Afternoon Guy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with a rag.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here in the Allo Communications Studios. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gehring. Thanks to Micah Kilpatrick filling in as producer today. Always a good time with Micah as well. Well, the Rockies continue to absolutely suck in Philadelphia. That's just the bottom line. They've been absolutely awful. They haven't just lost. They have gotten just thoroughly throttled in every game. Today, 7-1, and that's pretty much the story. It's been all four games against the Phillies. They got to get out of that East Coast. It did not go well. They weren't ready to go on the road out there. Now it's time to just regroup, come back home to the friendly confines of Coors Field, and settle in and take on what looks to be the worst team in baseball. The Cincinnati Reds, who have a, 3-16 record, are going to be rolling in. Now, this is where the Rockies have to turn it around and at least win the series against Cincinnati. You know, if you lose one of them, okay, you can live with that. It's baseball, but you got to win 2 out of 3 at least against Cincinnati. If you do not, if Cincinnati comes in to Colorado and handles the Rockies, it's going to be a really, really long year. And I know I'm saying that like 20 games, less than 20 games into the season, but seriously, after this, if they don't get their stuff together and go, look, man, something's got to change here. Getting home can be a cure when you get in front of those home fans. So let's hope that happens as they start the series with the Reds coming up tomorrow. And Rockies will turn it around. They're going to get going on that. Avalanche in action tonight. Now, again, we just want this season to end. There's 2 games left. The Avalanche had, for most of the year, been sitting in the position of the best team in hockey, had the most points. Well, they're the second best now. Florida over in the East has 120 points. We're at 118, so we're 2 back with 2 games to go. Now, tonight they'll take on the Nashville Predators, who have gotten into the playoffs as well. But tonight at home against the Predators, and then they will close out the season tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild, who have really come on as well. So wrapping up with a couple of tough playoff teams to finish out tonight and tomorrow night. Nuggets, of course, man, heck of an effort last night, but not enough. Eliminated by the Golden State Warriors, and I can't wait for next year. Well, what we can't wait for is the NFL draft. So much fun. Football fans have something to cheer for tonight. NFL draft time. Broncos, we don't have that first pick, but it's fun to see what everybody else is doing. And Brady Hall is going to be out broadcasting live through the draft from 6 until 10. He will be at Crazy Carl's in Fort Collins breaking down the picks and, you know, seeing what goes on with Trey McBride. They may even visit with him as well. So good stuff coming your way on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.